to the client coming in. So where in this example where Monette just has all their paper dropped off and an individual goes in there and sorts it out into potential different grades, Branson always made the person bringing the material in to have their stuff separated.
So Jim, could I ask you a question? Would it be better to have better, more windows and have them do newspaper
it
on
would
their
be
own,
better.
Do white paper on their own, to drop into their own Gaylord?
It's my opinion that you should have the thing only open, you know. I mean, I haven't been to Monette enough to know if they have a lot of after-hours problems. The biggest problem in the recycling world is when you have an unmanned site, you get a lot of trash dumps. And so Branson always, I mean, I don't know what happens outside the gate at Branson when it's shut, but they had people drive through, and they had boxes set up in an open air, and then the people would separate it into each its own box.
Now, they had staff actually walk out and kind of set help. I mean, they were there, present.
Right. They had staff. They had staff, you know, used to be in the beginning, they had a lot of sheltered workshop staff. Now it's just down to two people. Or that's the last I knew of it. But anyway, the more signs you have, the better. If you had plenty of windows and you separated it in to different grades.
So you want the paper picked up in the Gaylords?
We want it in the Gaylords. You don't want to try to bail the paper. Because what's going to happen is you're going to open up the baler and the whole thing's just going to fall apart.
Yeah.
The only thing you really want to bail are the plastics and the cardboard and the aluminum tin. The objective is no matter who you use as a contractor, you know, the objective is volume. You know, more weight. This is a volume-based business, so the more weight you get on the trailer, the better it is for the contractor and the processor, because they're just getting more dollars of revenue per mile they're traveling. So you don't want to have Gaylords full of loose aluminum cans or Gaylords full of loose plastic bottles. And we always, in the case of Branson and our other accounts, we try to keep them abreast of the, you know, the market situation, especially in the plastics, telling them, hey, like right now, it's imperative that the natural milk bottles are baled separately from the other plastics because they're just so much more valuable. So right now at Branson, I believe they baled the number ones, which are the soda and waters, with the colored bottles that are such like detergent and bleach and things of that nature. And they keep the plastic milk separate because it just brings so much more money. So we try to, you know, tell them, hey, what's going on? And,
back to Scott's question on the paper, which we were told that it was best to do separate bins, and supervision's a key to see that the customer, when they come, they do separate it. Would it be better, like he talked about on the paper, to have separate bins to separate the clean paper where they come in?
Well, that'd be better to have three separate bins, one for office paper and shredded material. Office paper meaning junk mail, letters, white envelopes, white paper, color paper, a Gaylord for straight newspapers, and a Gaylord for magazines. Those would be the three separate paper grades that we deal with.
And I asked Monette the question, what would you add, change, do since you've been in? And he said, I wish we had seven windows. And that's because he had the paper. You saw one bin separated into three. If he had seven windows, the customer could bring it in. Which I saw, I was there for an hour Tuesday. There was people that came in with a full car. She had her newspapers absolutely stacked, her magazines stacked, her plastic smacked. I mean, they just went to window to window. And then there was another lady that had a box. She She'd walk up to one window, just throw in this, go to the next, back to that window, and I just didn't really think about people keeping recyclables at home in one container, and then just go window to window, and then she put her box in her car and drove off. So the seven windows was the biggest thing, and then add a baler at Monad. They said they needed another baler.
Well, my question was, as it says back to Greenway, I'm assuming if we do a contract with you, I'm assuming that those similar items would be available during that time.
Oh, of course. Okay. I mean, the way that it's done and the Branson, Christian County puts out a bid for a contract, and it's a 3-year, Monette's a yearly. They always put theirs out for bid yearly, or they have a clause in there that they can just, you know, renew it automatically for 3 years. Springfield's 5 to 10 years. There's contracts. Just depends on how you want to do it. You know, there's not a lot of providers out there. There's two of us, two in Springfield, three maybe. It's just a number of ways you can do it. You know, you can...
But the Gaylord boxes, the baling wire, and then the one baler, something similar would be available.
Well, yeah, you would put that in your contract term, you know, in your RFP. You would include this contract requires Gaylord box switch outs, wire. Some places, you know, they'll put in, you know, rent terms for a baler, you know. You can add, your RFP can be set up any way you want it to be. So, it just depends on, you know, the revenue stream and how it's set up. You know, it just depends on, you know, the volume of incoming material. You know, in the location, I don't know where the site is and how accessible it is to...
It's right off Highway 65 on the way to Branson High School in North Elementary. I don't know what they call it.
On Buchanan Road next to our transfer station.
The other side of the highway from the Ford dealership.
Okay.
Just south of the high road.
So...
But like on your 10, would it be any different price if it was baled or just sent
There's
off
no
in
different
Gaylord?
Pricing for loose tin versus baled tin or loose aluminum cans versus baled aluminum cans. It's just like I said, if your contract service providers, if you have a dock, say like Branson or Christian County or Monette. You have a dock and there's a permanent trailer standing there that you're using for outbound inventory, then that contract service provider was going to want that trailer as full as possible by weight. Right. And you have 10...
You can get more in there.
...of non-crushed aluminum cans, or you're just not going to have much weight. So... most contract service providers... You know, I don't know what this discussion is. They want to service the entire business, so they don't want things peeled off, you know. They're going to want the good with the bad. And the bad being magazines, plastic bottles in this market. So, you know, you want some gravy with them. You want it all, you know.
Mm-hmm. You don't want us keeping 10 and... milk bottles and giving you, and we get to keep cardboard and you get to take magazines and cheaper plastics.
You know, and that's normally how the contracts are put out. They're put out, and I mean, you could get the RFPs from Monette. They would want them. You know, you could see how they outline their RFP versus Christian County. Now, Springfield's a little different beast. You know, they got these big centers, and they got their own trucks and roll-offs, and it's a totally different animal.
The RP from Branson? Would that not be the one that you have with Branson? Would that not be a good one to use?
Yeah, I'm sure you could, or you could request it. I mean, what they put out.
Well, okay. In listening to the tape when it was spoke about the meeting in regard to it, at that time, you and many others spoke highly of how the Branson was run, that it was one of, and you said that just now, how efficient. So, if the county endeavored for the citizens to take this over, I would hope that, we would learn from, I don't want to be part of anything that doesn't come across that we regret and then it's a disappointment to the citizens. You want to do it as well as you can as what Branson is doing, so you want to learn from that.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said in the meeting, you know, the city of Branson and the Christian County are the two best centers that run there. They're run with two people. I mean, there was just a lot of misinformation in that presentation. Especially about the industry. You know, a lot of assumptions were made there that were flat untrue. I've been in this business for 25 years, and I have 3 plants in Fordland, Mansfield, and Springfield, and I've done pretty well. I mean, they're there. Times change. Markets change, you know, for whatever reason. But COVID actually helped the business. So, I mean, I'm a proponent of good, well-run facilities, and I've seen some really bad facilities. And I've recommended numerous times when people ask me about starting up a facility or what we need to do. First thing I said, you need to go down and visit Branson, City of Branson, and Christian County. And model them right up either one of those two, and you'll be fine. I'm not knocking Monette. They're a fine center, too. But you know, Monette's a little different of an animal, too. It's a pretty industrial town. You know, it's part of the region down there. I don't know if that's not a county. Is that a county? That's a city room facility, but it's the region is in it or part of it. So I don't know about the overhead involved in that per se. I mean, I'm not speaking to anybody's costs and overhead really, but I'll be glad to help in any way. I mean, like I said, honestly, and I really don't have a dog in the hunt monetarily. You know, I mean, I'm a commercial recycler. We do big accounts, craft, Bass Pro distribution. That's what we do. And we do small municipalities. We did a lot of sheltered workshops. Sheltered workshops have gotten away from recycling. And I'm a big proponent of it because I have a Down syndrome child, you know, so I think, you know, I'm just like, I'd do anything to help them. It would be better for me monetarily for everybody to close them down and let Republic Services or Waste Corps do single stream recycling. Because they bring all that stuff to me in Springfield. And from a monetary standpoint, revenue, profit loss, it's better for me to get it like that.
And then here in Taney County, much of it end up in just our landfill. Because we're not going to have, people aren't going to drive from there to take it to that distance.
No.
What he was saying is
the trash company.
Have them provide the service.
Provide the service. The single stream recycling where you have you have a roll cart for trash and a roll cart for recyclables. And then, I don't know if they offer that here in Forsyth.
I think they do in more dense population areas.
But I mean, that was the thing in Branson.
That's what Hollister does.
In Hollister.
Hollister does that.
Where you have a separate trash can for your recyclables and a separate can and the company runs a trash route, and then another day they run a recycling route.
They do that here in the city, I think.
I don't know. But that's how it's in Springfield. So our plants, and our plant Springfield gets 400